You're listening to another ambitious EntrepreneurNetwork.com podcast, the voice for entrepreneurs and small business. Now, onto the show.
Welcome to the Christian Entrepreneurs Podcast, daily conversations with Christian entrepreneurs to inspire and empower Christian business owners to walk strongly in their faith, while build a thriving business that honors Him in every way. Now, over to your host, Anne-Marie Cross.
And welcome to another episode of the Christian Entrepreneurs Podcast. This is episode 132, and I'm your host, Anne-Marie Cross, the podcasting queen. My guest today says, don't attend to your excuses. Instead, attend to your God-given potential. And joining me on today's show is Muriel Arembi. Muriel is a certified life coach. She's a leadership trainer as well as a speaker. And she has a passion to empower people to maximize their potential. Through her masterminds, training, and coaching programs, Muriel has helped many people, especially women, to create breakthroughs in multiple areas in their lives, with transformation happening right from the very first session. Muriel is also a prophetic writer. She is an author of Whispers from His Heart, a prophetic devotional series that's coming out in a few weeks' time. Yay! And on today's show, Muriel's going to share live life and do business from a place of constant fellowship and intimacy with God. Make prayer the first step in your strategic planning process. Move from seeking validation and give yourself permission to go after your God-given dream. Suspend the requirement to know all of the details before you jump. Take a leap of faith. God will reward your faith by showing you the next step. Muriel, I think you wrote this book and having this conversation specifically for me. I can absolutely relate to everything. I can't wait to have you share your insights. Welcome to the show.
Thank you so much, Anne-Marie. It's a pleasure to be here. Thank you for having me.
I love the way that you've said live life and do business from a place of constant fellowship and intimacy with God. One of the greatest lessons that I've learned is to seek first the kingdom of God and righteousness, because for many years, I would say probably well over a decade, that was not what I was doing. Yet prayer is just so important for us as Christian entrepreneurs. Share some more insights here to really help us recognize just how important this is.
That is so true to say, and basically exactly like what you said, indeed, to seek first the kingdom of God. And living and doing business from a place of intimacy, for me, it means indeed including God in everything I do, including Him in everything I do in the business and in my life. And very recently, God has helped me to understand something very, very, it's just changed my whole perspective about how I look at my business. It's that it's not about me building the business, but it's about God building His kingdom through my business. So this is what this whole quote is all about. It's about allowing God, you know, through intimacy, through constant fellowship, but then through allowing Him to have His say. That's how we allow Him to build our businesses. So it's not about us building it. I think it's there's a scripture that says, I think it's in Psalm 127, unless the Lord builds the house, the people who are building are building in vain.
Yes.
So this is what the whole statement is all about. It's not us building the businesses, but it's God building His kingdom through our businesses. It helped me. It changed my whole perspective.
Oh.
It shows that our businesses are really tools for kingdom expansion and for kingdom advancement. And it changes the whole thing.
Yeah.
It changes how you manage it. It changes. You realize that I'm representing God in the business, but it's God doing His thing and just using me. And I see it as a privilege and an honor.
Yeah.
So that's what
love that. And I think also too, as you're saying, this adds to everything that you've just mentioned as being so important. I think once we realize that and we continue to lean on Him, seek Him first, His counsel, His wisdom, where He is able to take our business through working through and in us is going to outweigh any vision, any dream that we may have. I'm sensing that through the conversations that I'm having and through what I see from mentors who are absolutely, you know, Christ-centered and focused, where they've now generating, you know, the impact as well as the income is just incredible. And so there's two parts to that. We really will see our business rise, but we need to be very much connected to Him, because likewise we can also, we've got an enemy that does not want God's kingdom to be advanced through our business. So he continues to distract and so forth, and that's why we need to really lean in on Him. What would you say then to someone who perhaps is maybe not realized that it's a huge aha for them, and one that they continue to really impart and lean and get working in their own business, but is it something that you read a Bible verse, or I'm just helping someone to come to the same aha moment that you had? Because once you realize that, oh my goodness, opportunities and possibilities just open up, yes?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's to someone like that, I would say really God is the creator of everything. And everything we are, it's like in Him we live, in Him we move, in Him we have our being. So for us to say as His children, you know, for it's very important for us to remember that, you know, it's we're doing it for Him, you know. So basically what I would say to someone like that is just understand that God wants the best for you. And for you to get the best, it's important that you include Him in everything. Like, I know we're talking about business, but it's in everything, the really, if you want the best, like you were saying, for God to take our businesses to the next level and experience the best that He wants, you know, for our businesses to become signs and wonders, we need to include Him in that. So basically for that person is, what do you want? If you want the best, you know, include God in it. Yes. That's the way you get His best.
Yeah, love that. You know, sometimes as we're talking to God and leaning in, and I love the way that you've reflected across all areas of our life, because there may be various aspects, maybe in the business, that we really allow Him to you know, impart His knowledge and really control. But there may be other areas of our life, if you will, that we really need to open up to Him too. So I guess when you ask in prayer and you do lean in, we need to be mindful of what He's going to share with us. But when we allow Him to shift through in all areas of our life, that is when He really can work wonders. And one of the things that I often pray, and it's taken a little while, because as we know, as ambitious entrepreneurs and individuals, we're driven. We've got a will. We know we're kind of what we want and what we're heading towards and what we hope to achieve. But it really is saying, Lord, allow my will to be shaped in Your will. And here's what I've learned, is that when we do that, we recognize that in actual fact, when we open up ourselves to allow the Holy Spirit to align our will with God's will, His will is actually our will anyway. What He has destined and what He has created in us, and the gifts and the unique skills and strengths are actually, now He's able to use them to glorify Him and honor Him. But it's who we were created to be anyway. Absolutely. So it's not that you know, completely changing face. It's just some of the more like pride and all of those things need to get stripped away. Have you found that too, Muriel? Yes. It's amazing, isn't it?
Yes. Yes, absolutely.
Yeah.
It is.
Yeah.
It is indeed.
So that really brings up the next point. I think this just segues beautifully. You know, move from seeking validation, often from the world and what we deem our identities or success and significance, and give yourself permission to go after your God-given dream. Speak a little bit more. Something that's coming up in a lot of conversation is often what we seek as validation is the wrong place. We're trying to feed our soul and our spirit with things that are empty, that are not long-lasting. But when we do give ourselves permission, we seek validation from Him and who He says that we are, that is when we can really step fully into what He has destined for us. Yes?
Absolutely. Absolutely. You know, this was one of my biggest issues, to be honest, seeking validation in all the wrong places, and especially when it came to my dream, when it came to going after something that I felt that, you know, I wanted to do. I would go to, you know, friends, I would go to family, and I would ask, what do you think? And I like one of my mentors said one day, he said, Well, before you go and ask someone, what do you think? Make sure they think. Make sure they think. Because sometimes we end up with all sorts of things. And I was seeking for their approval because I had so much self-doubt. I had a low self-image, low self-esteem. I didn't believe in myself. And exactly what you said, you go to God and realize that real and true validation comes from Him. When it comes to our dream, I don't need validation from people because the one who gave me the dream already validated it.
Oh, yes.
You know, so I don't need to go and seek validation from anybody. And I also realized that not just seeking validation from people, I also had a tendency of seeking validation from my environment. I remember when I started, when I wanted to become a coach, I looked at my bank account. And the bank account wasn't telling me anything good. But if I had stopped at that, if I had just looked at that and stopped, I would not be a coach today. So I would say to people, you know, the validation comes from God. If you have the peace inside of you that this is the dream I want to go for, you may look around and it may not seem convenient. But if God says go, you just go.
Yeah. Love that. And I think hearing you say that, I know I can relate to everything that you've said and many other people will relate too. And I think one of the things I want to cover here is around where we do seek validation, because I know for some of us, if we talk about the five love languages, and if someone hasn't read that book, go out and grab it for sure. I can't remember the author. So if we know the author, if someone knows who the author is, type it in the comment box below. Chapman, I think. Anyway, it'll come to me. But one of the love languages, Gary Chapman. Yes, thank you. One of the love languages is words of affirmation. So, you know, that which, in actual fact, is possibly from people around us. But you know what? I think that that affirmation, read the Bible verses, the ones that really speak to your heart, you know, to your spirit, and even sometimes record them and then listen to them so that when you want that personal affirmation, absolutely, that you are hearing it from your Creator, who knows what you need, who you are, and who He has destined you to become. What would you say to someone that does or seek external validation, and that there's no right or wrong? It's those five love languages, and you know those affirmations are so important. What were some of the things that you started to do that fed your spirit to the point where you were being validated by who He says you are? What were some of the other things that you did?
The first thing, Emery, for me was spending time with God. In prayer and just allowing Him to speak to me, whether it was through His word, like reading the Bible, or sometimes listening to like some sermons preaching and hearing what His word said, because I needed to know my real identity. I think when you are rooted and grounded in who He's made you and the love that He has for you, it helps you. And of course, you said we have the love languages, but it's you're grounded. You are not going from, even when you have your love language, you're not going from a place of being needy. It's just, of course, it's your nature, but you're not needy per se, because you know that the one who truly fulfills you is your Father. I spend time with Him reading His word, exactly like you said, repeating it to myself, sometimes even with tears of my eyes, just repeating it, you know, this is who I am, and God loves me, and He wants the best for me, and I'm loved, because I've had, I used to struggle a lot with rejection as well, you know, I didn't used to take rejection very well, but doing those things really helped me. And let's say, for instance, we're talking about business. You have a rejection from a client. How do you deal with that? Now I realize that, yes, they rejected that. It's not me they're rejecting. Mm-hmm. You know, it's the product maybe or the service, or they're just not ready. But also to realize that it doesn't change who I am in my Father's eyes. So it helps me to stay grounded in that. So, yes, knowing the word of God is very, very important to stay grounded and have the correct validation.
Yes. You know, as you're sharing that, I'm reminded of the story where Jesus meets the Samaritan woman midday at, you know, the well. And he shares, you know, talks to her, you know, about the living water. And she says to him, where do I find that living water? And, of course, as we know, it is Christ. And as you're sharing about the love languages and how you lean into him to feed your spirit and your soul, because often we seek validation that we are loved, but it is from a very need basis, isn't it? It's from a very needy, as you said. So that's often when we look externally, it's not long lasting. For me, it was validation that I'm successful when I won awards or when I have the next course. And it's kind of like you can have as many courses or awards. And at some stage, that was what I was continuously chasing. But I love how you remind us that where we feed our soul, it's that nurturing water, the living water. We only get that through Christ. And the other things, the external validation, that just adds to what already is filled in our soul. And I think when we're seeking to fill up our spirit from external things, that's why we always run empty, don't we? Because it's not filling us up and sustaining us. Yeah. Amazing.
That's very true. And so it is. And sometimes I notice in my life that every time I was doing that, it opens the door to frustration and confusion. Like when it comes to like seeking validation for my dream, especially, you get confused, you get frustrated. It's just unnecessary warfare that we attract sometimes when we do that.
Because the enemy is there, and you're talking about rejection. I think we could all relate to that. So when something happens, is that niggly voice going, see, no one wants your service, you're no good, you might as well stop. And it's kind of like, you open yourselves up for that attack. And really it's where, that's why we're reminded as Christians, we need to renew our mind, refresh our minds every single day with the Word of God, leaning into him, hearing what he wants for us. Share with us, if you will, what you do as part of your business. And this really aligns with often as business owners, we can become overwhelmed if we don't set our day up and structure with intention and purpose. So what are some of the practices and things you do to ensure that you are consistently giving yourself time to seek validation, lean into him so that your spirit is filled? What are some of the things that you do practically, spiritually?
Okay, one of the biggest thing I do, and it may sound really weird to some, but I wake up very, very, very early.
Yes,
that's when I spend time with him. I noticed that that's very early. I mean, like between 3 and 4.
Wow.
That's how early I wake up. Yeah. So I will. I need that time to pray. I need that time because I write a lot.
Mm.
So I need that time to write what he says and write what I want to say to him. So that helps me when I'm able to do that every morning. It helps me when I don't do that. I feel really the day doesn't go as good.
Mm.
So that's the time that I've managed to create, you know, for me to spend time with him and hear all those wonderful words that he has for me, you know, and for my life. Other things that I would do during the day, I would sometimes just listen to worship music. It's a great thing that I work from home. You know, so I can sometimes just pause and just listen or say a prayer or something and constantly talking to him.
Mm.
I think we go back to the first point that I made, like living and doing business from a place of constant fellowship. What do you want me to do today? I ask him that.
Mm.
What do you want me to do today? Who do you want me to talk to? How do you want me to structure my day? How do you want me to structure my week? So it helps, you know, to have that constant, you know, back and forth. It's not just me asking him for things or just me, you know, I'm singing praises to him, but he's in my days, in my everything.
Mm.
So it helps. It helps a lot. That's what I do.
I love that. And, you know, the fact in your introduction, we said that you are a prophetic writer and you've got your book coming out soon, a devotional series, Whispers from His Heart. I think for many of us as Christians, even, it's because, you know, often we may hear, well, I'm not really hearing the word of God, but this is where you need to set an intention. And for you, you've set that time of day. He knows that. He notices that.
Mm-hmm.
And so when you set that intention to spend time, that is when you realize that he does also want to speak to you. And he will do that when you create the environment, when you put him first. And I think as Christians, when we are aware of that and be far more intentional, that's when he said, you know what, you've taken that step. I'll meet you there. And sometimes for some of us, he's waiting for us to take that step. And I would imagine that has allowed you to be able to suspend the requirement to know all of the details before you jump or take that leap of faith or that next step of faith. God will reward your faith by showing you the next step. Share more.
Right. From personal experience, I'm a very detail-oriented person. So imagine the disaster, really, when God gives the instruction. I'm like, Father, you have to tell me a bit more than this. Mm-hmm. But I remember the time when he told me, okay, just take he gave me the analogy of, if I tell you to get on a plane and go to a certain destination, is it important for you to know, how the plane works and where they're going to get the fuel? And all those details, and who's going to be on the plane? No, you just get on the plane and you just go. And it really, really helped me to realize that the most important thing for God, really, and for me, is just to say yes. He's after our yes. The Bible says that obedience is better than sacrifice. Mm. So it's the same thing. Let's say in our businesses, we see a deal and it looks like, oh my goodness, this is so big. This is an opportunity, but it looks bigger than me. And we try to figure out how will I make it happen? But you just say yes and you just go. And I realize more and more that when you say yes, the next step comes.
Yes.
He won't tell you before. And let's say even with this interview, you know, it's when I said yes that he started showing me how to prepare for it. Mm-hmm. It's after I said yes. And I was like, okay, that's interesting. When he took me to the book of Esther, and he said it's after she entered in the competition or in the, let's say, in the becoming a queen or whatever contest, yes, that they started preparing her. Mm-hmm. You know, your yes will bring in the strategy from heaven to prepare you to where God is leading you. Mm-hmm. So it's very, very important for us to say yes, even if we can't see the whole staircase.
Yes. Yeah. And, you know, I think sometimes in that instance, he's protecting us from seeing the whole staircase and where he's taking us.
Yeah.
Because otherwise we'd have those Moses moments and say, you want me to do what? No, no.
I know.
I'm taking that yes back. Can I have a do-over?
So true.
Yeah,
so true.
Yeah.
He is amazing. And I also realized that God is not the only one who's after our yes. Mm. The enemy is after our yes as well.
Yes.
And every time we say no to God, we've said yes to the enemy. So we have to be very careful what we say yes to.
Yes. Yeah. You know, speaking about that, I think that's where we really need to continue to seek validation and time with him, because what I have noticed, and, you know, the enemy is pretty sneaky too, in that he can twist things around, and so we need to be very mindful about what is going on, and he'll often shift his MO, his modus operandi, to even when we are aligning with God, and that's where we really need to check in. Lord, is this from you? Is this something that I'm bringing? Share a little bit more about that and some of the things that you do, because this is, as Christian entrepreneurs, we can often have opportunities in front of us. It's not the best yes, and it's certainly not coming from him. What are some of the things that you've noticed are helpful for you?
The best thing for me is really to start with prayer.
Mm.
Always start with prayer. And the Bible says that God is not the author of confusion. He will confirm if it's for him, from him or not. Mm. And we're led by the peace, isn't it? You will know. Mm. You will know deep down that this is him. You will know it's not from, you will know from the peace. So that's how it works for me. But I have to be careful as well sometimes, because being very careful by nature, I have to be careful that I don't linger too long.
Yes.
Like, oh, God.
Yeah.
You're preparing to prepare, and you're like, is it you? Is it not? And you take forever, and then the opportunity passes. But yes, taking it to God in prayer and believing that he's going to speak to you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because sometimes we go to God and we're like, just bring it, but believe that he is going to say something.
Yes.
And also be led by that peace. Yeah.
Yeah. Such a great reminder. I mean, even in the Bible, we're reminded where Jesus' hometown, where he was born, he was not really able to do as many miracles as we saw him doing in other places, because isn't that Jesus that, you know, we went to school, or that kind of thing? Is that, are we as Christian business owners, do we believe in that? And if we're aligned time with him, because sometimes the answer is not yet. Or maybe for some of us, it's a door that is being closed because that is not your destiny. He's got you, you know, aligned with bigger things and things that align best with who he has created you to be. Mm-hmm. And so I think the only way that we really can hear his voice is to spend time with him. And true. Something that I'm really seeing from and understanding from the conversations, that each of us has different, that he's knitted us differently. Some of us hear it in worship. Others hear it in prayer. Others hear it in getting on our knees, whatever that is for you. And when we use a combination of all of those things, we really can use them to sharpen our spiritual warfare, our weaponry that we need, the practical tools, and of course for Christian business owners, we need those spiritual warfare tools, which is prayer and praise. I looked that up because recently I had someone speak over me prophetically and said the faith is it is increasing, and the Lord is sharpening your spiritual warfare tools and your practical tools. So I go to Google and first, what spiritual warfare tool? Prayer and praise and worship.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Wow.
Muriel, share with us a little bit more about who you work with, what you do, and especially too, how we can connect. And so once your devotional series comes out, how we can get a copy of those.
Okay. Right. So what do I do and who I work with? I work with, I tend to work more with Christians. And my business has got different, you know, different areas. There's the training where I do the mastermind and I do events. And there's also the coaching side where I do private coaching, you know, and group coaching, corporate coaching. So you can find all of that on my website. And I have a program where I coach women, Christian women. I help them to just find their voice again, you know, find their voice again. And also what we were talking about, get the validation from God, you know, and strategy on how to move forward in their dreams. So that's what one of my coaching program is all about. And I also have a prayer call. I mentioned the Praying Builders call, and that's for entrepreneurs. It's for all Christian entrepreneurs who believe in the power of prayer. Like we said, prayer is so important. How many hours do we spend, you know, working on our business, or even for professionals at work? But if we're honest with ourselves, how much time do we spend praying?
Yes.
And during those calls, we invite God to just build through us. So that's another thing that I do. And about the book is going to be coming out hopefully before the end of July, and it should be on Amazon. So I will let you know, you know, when it comes out.
Wonderful. Yeah. So what is the best web address for people to connect with you so that they can connect and remain in your circle?
Okay. The web address is www.murielirembe.com. And I'm also very active on Facebook and on Instagram. So you can send me a private message there, and I will be glad to add value and serve
you. Fantastic. Yeah. And, of course, we'll put all of those details on our show notes, ambitiousentrepreneurnetwork.com/TCE132. You know, that power of prayer, I'm sure you've watched the movie The War Room. We have that woman, that prayer, and when she's selling a house, someone walked into the room where she'd said daily she would have a list of everything that she was praying, and walked into that room and went, oh, there's been some serious warfare happening in this room.
Yeah.
And that is what, I mean, the spirit world moves when we take it to God in prayer, and, you know, miracles can happen. And so absolutely. So thank you so much for coming on the show. And speaking of spiritual warfare and prayer, can I say a word of prayer for you as we finish up the show today?
Of course you can. Thank you.
Father, we just want to thank you for the time that we spent with Muriel today and hearing her testimony and being reminded of how important it is for us to come to you, seek you first, your kingdom first, your word, your direction, because you've created us, and the will and the way and our calling and our purpose is already aligned. And so often, Lord, we can become distracted, we can become discouraged if we listen to the enemy, and when we seek external validation, when all we need to do is lean into you. Father, we just want to ask for your continued blessing and favor on the ministry and the work that Muriel's doing with her clients We just want to also extend a prayer for those who are listening and watching. Father, you are a good, good God. You are a powerful God. And so many of us, even as Christian entrepreneurs, we just don't and have not opened ourselves up because we haven't got that faith or that belief that, you show up and miracles can happen. So we just want to really pray that today's conversation really speaks to the heart and the spirit of those who are watching and listening. The Holy Spirit is there. We just ask that he continues to work strongly and closely with those people who really feel that they would love to come to know you better and have you really start to align and work in their lives. Father, we just want to ask this in the precious name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you so much, Muriel. It has been just incredible. I'm going to extend an open invitation to you when you have your books and they are ready. Come on back to the show. You've got all of the details and then we can to share that because I know that those are certainly going to have some incredible insights to help continue to bring kingdom or build kingdom businesses that honor him in every way. So thanks once again for coming on the show.
Thank you for having me, Anne-Marie. Thank you.
You've been listening to the Christian Entrepreneurs Podcast, brought to you by BeTheDifferenceMovement.com, changing the world one message at a time. Do you feel called to influence real change with your message? Join our supportive community of like-minded influencers, thought leaders, and disruptors at www.BeTheDifferenceMovement.com. That's BeTheDifferenceMovement.com.